Hey guys, Jennifer Hobbs here, and holy cow, you wouldn't even believe how many times I've re-recorded this, so hopefully this one works. I wanted to take today to tell you a little bit about me because I haven't done that yet. I hope you've had the opportunity to check out any of the last 10 episodes of Celebrate the Struggle because they have been amazing. They have been exactly what I wanted for Celebrate the Struggle. You see, what I wanted was to offer a safe space for people to come and share their stories of struggle, some of trauma, and all of these topics that we tend to tiptoe around. We get uncomfortable. I mean, they're uncomfortable, right? But let's give them their space. Let's acknowledge how they don't define our future. It is just your past. It is just the things that have happened to you, the choices maybe, you know, some of us have made, and the way that we responded to things. So to hear these stories of struggle, I wanted it to enlighten people, to give us an understanding, to give us more empathy on these topics that we don't really know much about. And maybe you do. Maybe you know a lot about struggle and trauma. I mean, we're all human. We know about struggle. Just some of us have far more struggle and some have trauma. And so I wanted it. So if you know about these types of things, I wanted Celebrate the Struggle to send a message of hope to people and to know that you are not alone. You are not alone. So if you haven't checked it out, you gotta go back and check out these episodes. Holy moly. And help me out by leaving a review and subscribing. The more reviews you leave and the more people that subscribe and continue to listen, the more popular it'll become, right? And with popularity, it'll start to spread. And then it'll continue to do what I wanted it to do, to enlighten people and share a message of hope. So let's do that together. Subscribe. Share, leave a review, make my day that way. So, a little bit about me. As I mentioned, I was in the Army National Guard for 9 years. I joined when I was 17. Sorry if I already told you this, but I have re-recorded this a million times, so who knows what I've said so far. I was deployed when I was 19. I met my husband on the deployment. And then I wrote a book about the story. I won't go into detail, but on the deployment, it was a rough one. I served with the transportation company and we had a rough year. We lost 5 people. We had 29 Purple Hearts and I didn't meet my husband. That was good. Although it wasn't that pretty afterwards. You know, we separated for 5 years. You can actually read about that hot mess in my book, Calmed Growth After Trauma. It was released July 1st, 2021, and in the first month hit bestseller status on Amazon. Whoop, whoop. Check it out. Or you could even private message me and get yourself a signed copy. So here I am, continuing my process of post-traumatic growth. Throughout writing that book, it was so therapeutic and just helped me to find myself, connecting with other people who wanted to share and just open up, be vulnerable and honest. And then it made me realize that all of my life has come to this point and made me feel this calling to step away from teaching after 12 years and step into the space of helping veterans and their families. And although I started to feel those feelings 8 years ago, I didn't know what to do with them. And then writing that book, it helped me to find myself and to hear, to listen and hear the calling that was being put on my heart and to be able to overcome, be courageous and overcome that fear. And I did it. I did step away from teaching. I love teaching. I love my little nuggets and I miss them. But I really want to be able to help veterans and help their families and continue on my life journey through post-traumatic growth and going back down that mountain to help other people up that mountain. So that's a little bit about me, and I hope that you will continue to check out these episodes on Celebrate the Struggle. Follow me on social media, author Jennifer Hobbs on Facebook, on Instagram. You can check me out on my YouTube channel and LinkedIn. There we go. I'm not even sure. I can't keep all these straight. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. Continue to listen to these amazing stories. And if you want to share your story of struggle, or you know of someone that has a story that will just help somebody, hit me up. Because that way, we can help people together.